Wherefore, if I come, I will remember his deeds, which he doeth, prating against us with malicious words. And look what it says here, and not content therewith. So that's a pretty good description right there. Okay? You say, well, what does that have to do with being preeminent? He's not happy with where he's at as a leader. You know, he wants to be the pastor. He wants to be the one, the man in charge. He's not content therewith. Okay? He's not content with his leadership position. Go to 1 Corinthians chapter 7. I'm sorry, go to Numbers chapter 16. I'll read to you from 1 Corinthians 7. Go to Numbers 16. 1 Corinthians 7:20 says, let every man abide in the same calling wherein he was called. Art thou called being a servant? Care not for it. But if thou mayest be made free, use it rather. For he that is called in the Lord being a servant is the Lord's freeman. Likewise also he that is called being free is Christ's servant. So you know what? Wherever we're called, we got to be content with that position. You know, people always ask me like, you know, you excited about like being the pastor of Faithful Word? I'm like, yeah, I'm excited about it, but you know, I'm kind of content where I'm at right now. Like, are you excited about it going independent next year? I'm excited about that, but I'm just enjoying the moment right now. I'm thankful for what I got right now. I'm thankful that I get to do what I'm doing right now. You know why? Because if I'm not content doing this, I'm not going to be content doing anything else. You know, I was content when I was sitting on the pew. I was content when I wasn't preaching sermons every single week. I was content when I was just a soul winner, regular church member soul winner. I want to be content in any single aspect that I'm involved in. I can't be like, well, I'm only going to be happy if I'm like the leader of the church, if I'm like the pastor. Okay? No, that's stupid. That's a wicked desire. You ought to be content. And this is the problem with Diotrephes. He wasn't content with just being, maybe just one of the elders, the leaders. So what is he doing? He's giving orders, unbiblical orders to people. Don't accept these people. I'm the leader. You know, obviously he probably wanted to be the pastor there. And look, if you're disqualified from being a pastor, don't force that. If you're not, you can't be a pastor, you can't be a pastor. Go do something else. Are you any less of a person if you cannot be a pastor? No. You know, but you become a less of a person when you become like Diotrephes. And you want the preeminence among the brethren, you start putting people down, criticizing other people, and not content therewith. You know, you ought to be content and satisfied where you're at. And look, if the Lord opens up doors, then take those opportunities. But don't be some mischievous little snake wanting the preeminence among the brethren and trying to get that position in a sneaky way. I've met people who have become pastors in an unrighteous way. They've lied their way to the top. They literally lied their way to the top. They complained their way to the top. They threatened with money their way to the top, believe it or not. That's garbage. You know, I would love to be a pastor, but there's many more things that I can be doing as well. And I can still serve the Lord. You know, even if I never become the pastor, I can still preach the word of God. You know, whatever it may be. But To want the preeminence so bad that you're just not content with what you have, that you're wicked for that. Look, and if you're divorced, you can't be a pastor. Amen. Case closed. That door's shut. Go do something else. Oh, but I just have this dream. Then get off the onions before you go to sleep, and you won't have that dream anymore. But don't try to force that position if you're disqualified already. Okay? If you can't have more than two kids, if, you know, whatever the qualifications that we see in the Bible, if you violated those things, move on. Don't be some wicked person who just wants to have the preeminence among the brethren and you just force yourself to have that position. You're a wicked person if that's you. Okay? I've met people who are just like, they just want to be a pastor and they'll do whatever it takes by any means necessary. They will become the pastor of the church. And they have become the pastor of the church because of it. That's wicked.